Good morning, everyone. You know, Celeste, maybe the question is this Portsmouth, New Hampshire town meeting with Barack Obama the mother of all healthcare town meetings that will aggregate all of the angst in one place?
God, let's hope not.
I'm John Huckenberry with Celeste Headlee, and we are talking about those healthcare town meetings. President Obama goes to Portsmouth, New Hampshire to listen to a debate about healthcare, but he's probably going to listen to mantras like this.
This is Richard from Elizabeth, New Jersey. My chant would be end for-profit health care delivery, nonprofit health co-ops now.
Now, that would be a sympathetic chanter. You can chant to us by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE or send an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org. But there are going to be some unsympathetic chanters as well as Barack Obama makes it to New Hampshire. Joining us this morning is Josh Rogers, political reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio. He's in Portsmouth. Josh, what are the preparations like at this early hour?
Well, both sides are getting ready. Obviously, the president's town hall meeting doesn't start until 1. Protesters are gathering now, and they're supposed to get going at 8 o'clock, and there are about 12 or 15 local anti-tax, so-called pro-liberty groups, conservative activists, running the gamut from, pro-gun rights folks to, socially conservative to, the whole spectrum.
Now, there have been town meetings that Barack Obama has presided over regarding health care before. This isn't the first, but it certainly is the first since the drama began during the congressional recess as senators and congresspeople have been seeking the opinions of peoples in their district. I'm wondering, Josh, if the events in Portsmouth are going to sound a lot like this sort of episode from another place in New Hampshire earlier this month.
I mean, what kind of BS is this? This is supposed to be a town hall meeting. Now it's one-on-one because they're afraid. They're afraid to say publicly what they're trying to do to this country, and that's the problem. I think we, the people, need to come out more in force and just tell them, that's it. They're done. I'm tired of this stuff. It's time to make the change, and the change is now. No more business as usual.
Now, that's a constituent or someone confronting New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen in Grafton, New Hampshire. What do you think about what's going to happen today?
Well, I think that the plan on the part of the White House is obviously to kind of clear the air and disabuse people of some of the notions that they have about the proposed health care reforms. New Hampshire is used to having town hall meetings during the presidential primary, of course, and the electorate here, despite folks like the fellow you just listened to, is increasingly trending Democratic. It should be a fairly sympathetic audience. The tickets came through the White House, and while the White House says that they were doled out without thought of party affiliation and that sort of thing, it's hard to believe that's entirely true. I think that the White House yesterday announced that website Health Insurance Reality Check to kind of squelch some of the rumors about the bills. And so I think, we're going to hear the president try to reclaim the narrative, so to speak, and also disabuse people of what this plan won't do should it come to pass.
And there'll be a picture inside and a picture outside of protesters who are also showing up. Judy Ullman joins us now, also Larry Drake. Judy is a teacher at a community college in New Hampshire. She's in Portsmouth. Larry Drake is a retired federal government employee. Judy and Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
Judy, do you think there'll be any learning that goes on at this, or is it just going to be a giant YouTube opportunity?
No, I have always learned something from listening to the president and listening to questions, and there are a large number of us who are very eager for his ideas in health care reform and are looking to him for leadership. So I'm hoping to learn a lot today.
Larry Drake, how about you?
Yeah, I agree. I think that when I've seen Barack Obama in person, I've always been impressed by how much he knows. And there's always, different angles to look at things. So I think that there'll be a lot of learning going on today.
Let me just get a couple of details from you. Larry and Judy, you're both going to be inside the town hall, right?
Yes. Yes.
And you got your tickets. Were they vetted by the CIA? I mean, was it clear that they only wanted sympathetic people like yourself?
No, I got mine through a friend who's a local official as a courtesy.
Larry?
I'm helping organize the event, so I've received a ticket from an organizer.
All right, so your approach could be well predicted, I would think.
You know, I'm wondering, Judy and Larry, this is Celeste Headley. I'm wondering, have you decided to come out and lend your support to this campaign from the Obama administration in response to some of the disruption that's going on, or is this something you'd plan to do anyway?
I know that, this is Judy, I know that this is an issue I've cared deeply about for a very long time, since a friend of mine died because she couldn't afford health care and didn't check out her stomach pains. But I have to say that I have been motivated by some of the opposition, and in some ways a positive way. I think it's brought us all to life, and that's a good thing.
Well, that's the interesting sort of theory that the White House is going to be testing. Does this opposition bring people responding to the debate in ways that would be supportive to the White House? Here's one of our listeners.
Hi, this is Ron from Jackson, New Jersey. Here's what I would chant at one of these town hall meetings if I couldn't get a word in or ask a question. This is what I would chant over the protesters. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Thank you for that. Larry Drake and Judy Ullman, we're going to say goodbye to you. Good luck tonight, or this afternoon.
Okay.
Thank you.
And
thank
you. Josh Rogers, will let you get back to the coverage of the preparations, which you say some of the protests are going to get started at 8 o'clock, right?
That's what I'm told.
All right. Josh Rogers, political reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio up there in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Jackie Combs, we bring back now, Washington correspondent for The New York Times. That's really the White House bet here, right? That these protesters are going to look bad to the people who view this on television, because the number of people who will view this event dwarfs the number of people that will show up at any of the town meetings being held nationally, right?
Well, I think that's right. But, you know, two things will hold down the number of sort of hecklers that you've seen at some of these congressional meetings. One is the sort of security that envelops the president, and the other is the fact, as you noted, that these are selective tickets. People, you know, just not just anybody can get in, and those who do have to be swept by the Secret Service. That said, I think the White House would welcome, you know, a heckler to. This is, you know, you can go back for every president in our lifetimes, and presidents who can deftly handle a heckler, and I think my money would be on Barack Obama to do that, you know, the president comes out looking better.
Now, you're not suggesting that there are actually a team of White House hecklers that are being brought to this event?
If it would work, they'd do it.
I'd want to get that job.
I was going to say, how do you get that gig?
I'd be good at something.
You
like
would
that.
Be good at
yeah,
that job.
I would. So what about the issue of polling after an event like this? I mean, we could be seeing the end of town meetings if things go pretty badly here, right?
Well, no, I don't think so at all. And, you know, it's interesting. New Hampshire is unique in our country in that they do a lot of their business by town meetings. The old New England town meeting thrives still in New Hampshire. So these people are practiced at it. And we reporters who do the New Hampshire primary election coverage in the presidential races every 4 years know just how engaged New Hampshire people are. That said, I think they, you know, you also, it's a hotbed for anti-tax and pro-gun groups there. And, you know, the fact is, those are the sort of groups, the activists that are coming out to this, that really health care isn't their biggest motivator, but they're coming out to these. And you know, I love a healthy debate, but it really is, you have to wonder about our civil society when you see some of these scenes taking place. But as a reporter whose email is on the end of every story, I'm not shocked when I, you know, if you could see some of the emails I get from people.
Jackie Combs of the New York Times. We had Rick on the web write, let's accept that these grassroots chanters are backed by corporate interests. Since when should elephants be fought by ants? Are we accepting that these grassroots chanters are being paid?
Oh, I don't, and I'm not sure the listener meant to say they're paid themselves, but I think the groups are, you know, a lot of these groups, Freedom Works and others, the conservative groups that are opposing the president on this tooth and nail, they have a lot of corporate givers.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, it's got to be a real mix. But I think the ones that are really making the noise are the sort of activists who
well,
are
Well, we should say, I mean, $100 million is expected to be spent on lobbying on both sides for this bill. So there's a lot of money in play here. Finally, before we go, is there any way to tell, and you're not the healthcare policy reporter for the Times, but is there any way to tell that one element or another of the healthcare debate is going to be resolved by these debates? For instance, the idea of a subsidy, the idea of a single payer, that's dead, that's alive. Is there any sort of element of this that's getting decided in these town halls?
Well, not at this point. It's not clear. I mean, I think the big issues had already been settled. One would be, you know, whether there's a public option for people to buy insurance. But the idea that a public option amounts to a government takeover of health care is just so far from reality.
Right.
But,
well,
you know.
Well, it's going to be about controlling the message today in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Jackie Calms, Washington correspondent for The New York Times. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.